I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God bless me. Through it all, God kept me, and I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I do. One more time, I'm gonna say it. I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. You see, broken in pieces and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. Through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I do. Help me cry. I've been through the flood.
I've been through the flood.
Broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
And left all alone.
And left all alone.
Oh, but through it all.
But through it all, God bless me.
Through it all,
God kept me.
And I still have a praise inside of me. Been through the fire choir.
I've been through the fire.
Been through the flood.
I've been through the flood.
See, we were broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
Someone was left alone.
And left all alone.
You know, but through it all.
But through it all, God kept me.
Through it all,
through it all,
God kept me.
God kept me.
And I still have a praise inside of me. There's a praise in my spirit.
Praise down in my soul.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It can't be controlled.
It cannot be controlled.
And I see praise inside of me. Yes, I do. Come on. I know I've been wounded. Come on.
I know I've been scarred.
You see, we never gave up. Cause we trusted.
I trusted in God.
Oh, but through it all,
God,
through it all,
God kept me.
And I still have a praise inside of me. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, and I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I do. I still have a praise. Yes, I have a praise. Yes, have a praise inside of me. me. Yes, I do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Through it all. Through it all. I've learned alto. Y'all missing it. Y'all missing it. A soprano can sing next to a soprano because she loves her sister. A tenor can sing next to a tenor, even if that tenor is off key. They help the tenor sing, whispering in his or her ear, "This is the right tune." A bass by him oneself can sing with a tenor, with a soprano, with an alto, and sing on the same key using that bass voice. Why? Because their hearts are fixed. There is no "You can't sing right, so I don't sing next to you." In my dream, I was the lead singer in all of the Four Tops. Encourage me. Yes, dream on, brother. When one's heart is fixed, when one is born again, we can sing of the love of God and our love for each other. Secondly, let us praise God. Let us just praise God with a heart full of thanksgiving. With a thankful heart, we're thankful for the love of God. Some people overlook the love of God and rush to the grace of God. But if God did not love us, he could not be gracious unto us. I know that the Bible in John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting." There is a key to us having life everlasting. And that key is the belief in God. Don't know about you, but I believe in God. I trust him with my whole being. I trust him because I am one of his creation. Matter of fact, I am his greatest creation. Because when it was dark, he stepped out on darkness and he said, "Let there be light." And the light came forth. I am his greatest creation because when he created the cattle, The cattle can say moo, but they can't say praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I am his greatest creation, because when he got ready to make man, he called the Godheads together. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And at that conference, he said, let us, oh, help me somebody, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, in the image of love, in the image of grace, in the image of forgiveness. Let us make man in our own image and likeness. And I don't know about you, but I look like my creator. You asked me, said, was he black? Doesn't matter whether he was black or not. One thing that makes me look like him, when people see me coming and you coming and you extend a hand of love, a hand of welcome, a hand of friendship, they see God. When you acknowledge him as the Lord of your life, and persons see a difference in you, they see God. Can I help somebody here? Someone that was in the world, who lived a life filled with sin, and you came to Christ, you heard the prayers of your parents praying, Lord, save him. Lord, save her. And when you came and gave the pastor or the preacher your hand and God your heart, there were folk who were in the congregation saying, it ain't gonna do no good. They're going back into the world. But thanks be to God that when I fall, he lifts me up. It ought to be somebody here that came to Christ out of your sins, and it looked like you couldn't make it, but you kept on stepping, you kept on trying, you kept on singing, even though the songs did not give meaning to your life. But one day you came to church and your heart wasn't right, and something got a hold of you. It ought to be somebody here that something got a hold of you. And now there's a difference in your life. Let us just praise God with a thankful heart for the love of God. In one of Robert Schultz's Peanuts comic strip, during the season of Thanksgiving, Lucy is feeling sorry for herself. She laments, I've never felt so low in my life. Her little brother Linus tries to console her and says, Lucy, when you are in a mood like this, you should think of things to be thankful for. In other words, count your blessings. To that, Lucy says, that's a good one. I can count my blessings on one finger. What do I have to be thankful for? Linus says, well, for one thing, you have a little brother who loves you. With that, Lucy hugs her brother and cries tears of joy. Can I ask Second Baptist something? Well, what about us? We have a God who loves us. And if that's not a reason to sing the song of Thanksgiving, I don't know what is. God loves us. God loves you. Listen to John speaking. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And the Bible tells us, greater love has no man than this, that he gives his life for the one that he loves. And then the Bible tells us that God is love. So we can sing, thank you, Lord, you've been so good. Thank you, Lord, you saved my soul. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Paul puts it this way, in all things give thanks. The psalmist says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And so I say to Second Baptist, we have something to thank God for. You say, well, I may be like Lucy and say, I only have one thing to thank God for. But let me add to that one thing. Not only can you thank him for life, but you can also thank him for grace. Not only can you thank him for grace, but you can thank him for mercy. Not only can you thank him for mercy, you can thank him for Jesus Christ, who died for your sins and my sins. Are there any sinners here that the Lord has saved you and washed you and cleansed you of all your sins? That's why David declares, Lord, create within me a clean heart and renew within me the right spirit. Thank God for Jesus the Christ. Well, lest I keep you too long, let's just praise God for the mercy of God. We, like David, are acquainted with God's mercy. Mercy is when God does not give to us the full punishment for our sins. Mercy is the kindness and the generosity of God's nature that is energized by his desire to have us spend eternity in his kingdom. Don't know about you, but I thank David for reminding me of God's grace and God's mercy. He does it so beautifully in Psalm 23. In Psalm 23, David reminds us of these words and the actions of our Lord and of our God. David writes, you don't have to be alone. You don't have to want for anything. You can sing, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You can sing, he makes me. You know, sometimes God has to make us do some things. There are some things that he has to make us do. That's why he makes us get sick so we can get well. Oh, y'all missed that. He makes us get sick so we can spend time resting. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And then you know what? Sometimes God has to lead us. And guess what? He leads us beside still waters. The reason why he leads us beside still waters is because he knows that we cannot handle troubled waters. It is the troubled water that disturbs us. But thanks be to God, when the storms of life are raging, he still stands by us. He still stands by us. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And this is what I like about David's Psalm 23. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thanks be to God that he's already showed us how to die. He's already showed us that when you die, all you got to do is put your life and your soul in my hands. That's why when Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Is there anybody here that's the walking dead that have committed your life to Christ, saying to Christ, I stand to Christ, I believe to Christ, I trust to Christ, I serve to Christ, I give my life to Christ, I sing of his praises to Christ. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. I believe in the power of love and mercy. Jesus responded to the cries, to our cries with mercy. You remember the blind man on the side of the road said to Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon me. Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I'd like for you to open my eyes that I may see. Some of us are walking around with blinded eyes. We cannot see God's mercy. But can I tell you something? Not only did grace wake me up this morning, but mercy started me on my way. Not only did grace Yeah, shake me from my sleep. But God's love and God's mercy led me down to Second Baptist. I could have been dead and gone. I could have been in a car wreck. But thanks be to God for the mercy of God, for the grace of God, for the forgiveness of God, that he allowed me to arrive here safely. And guess what? I'm trusting him to take me back to a house, to take me back to my home. And if he does not take me back, oh yeah, to where I live on Forest Square, I got another home, another building, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Is there anybody here that knows something about that other place, that other dwelling place? I can sing. I got a new home over in glory, and it's mine. Oh my. Hey, sing. Contemporaries, sing. But don't just sing. Live the life that you sing about. If you believe God is good, sing of his goodness. But then trust him when things go bad. Trust him when you lose a loved one. Trust him when you lose your job. Trust him when you get a divorce. Trust him. Don't know about you, but I made up in my mind that I'm going to trust the Lord. In season and out of season, come hell or high water, I'm going to sing. I may not sing with the four tops. I may not sing with the platters. But guess what? I'm going to sing. I'm going to sing with the contemporaries. And I'm going to sing with them. Amazing grace. Oh, yeah, how sweet the sound. Let's see the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. And when I look back over my life, I'm going to sing with the contemporaries. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Through many dangers, tars, and snares, I've already come. It was grace that brought me safe this far, and grace shall lead me on. And I got another song I'm going to sing with them. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing, oh yeah, because his eyes is on the sparrow. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here that's willing to sing? Mrs. Joshua told me when I told her I was going to be a great singer, she looked at me and she said, "Pastor, not in this life." Well, guess what? I got a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are there any redeemed folk? Redeemed folk. Hearts fixed. Sing a song of thanksgiving. And live a life of commitment to trusting God and to singing his praises. Can I share something with you? I share with the 8 o'clock service, and then I'll take my seat. A young man went into Hallmark store to buy a Valentine's Day card for a special girl. He goes into the shop. He asks the shopkeeper if he had a card that read something like this: "You're the only one that I will love forever." He gave him the card that read just like he wanted it to read. And as he was checking out, he said to the storekeeper, "Do you have 5 more?" Are you committed to singing for the one Lord? Are you committed to singing
to the grace of God? Or do you need five more?
And all the people of God said amen. Church is standing, deacons are coming. I may not sing with the four tops. I may not sing with the spinners or the platters. But I do know that when I get to the other side, I don't have to learn a lot of songs. I just need to learn how to sing.
Can you bring it up some more?
Hallelujah. Praise the Almighty.
For the rest of my life, I'll serve Him. For the rest of my life, I'm gonna trust Him. For the rest of my life, I'll serve Him. For the rest of my life, I'll trust Him. He's been so good. And yes, He said, for the rest of my life, for the rest of my life, I'll trust Him. For the rest of my life, I'll trust Him. For the rest of my life, I'll serve Him. For the rest of my life, I'll trust Him. And He's been so good. And yes, He I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. We'll 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 serve the Lord. For the rest of my life. 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 For the rest of my life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You may remain standing. We're just going to say a word of thanks. The president of the choir comes now to share some words of thanks to some folk, some people who have been faithful in their service. For the rest of my life.
All right. Good morning, Second Baptist.
Good morning.
I would like to, Reverend Jemison and Associate Pastors, the contemporaries would like to express our love and appreciation to our five of the best musicians in San Antonio.
Amen.
We are blessed to have these gifted musicians to share their musical talents with our choir and the Second Baptist Church family. Please come in the order that I call you, Miss LaFay Duran. Miss Elaine Curry. Mr. Patrick Lewis, Mr. James Pickens, and Miss Connie Jackson.
She's okay.
We have to bring it to her.
Okay, all right. We got you covered. To our organist, the best organist in San Diego. And where are the gifts going? Oh. Well, it's in my bag on the thing. But we have gift cards to Sam Ash for our drummer so he can get some more sticks.
Yeah.
And for the guitars, he might need a string or two. And for Miss Curry, she might need some reeds for her clarinet.
Amen. Amen.
And these red flowers are for our director and pianist, Miss Connie Jackson.
Amen. Amen. Yes, do you have a gift for your newest choir member? Let's receive the benediction. I was trying to think of a song that I could sing, but Reverend Ennis said that he didn't want me to have a nightmare. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the joy of serving you, for the gift of laughter. We give you thanks. Again, we thank you for these choir members whom you have honored with the gift of singing. We thank you for leaders like Deacon Stacy Fairbanks, Deacon Daniel Martin. We thank you for these men who sing your praises and then serve you in the deacon's ministry. We bless your name for those who direct the choir and who lead them in song, like Jennifer Martin, Melinda Mann. We bless your name for Tina Dickerson and for her commitment to excellence in serving you. How we bless you for every choir member. Those whom I have not named, you have their name written in the Lamb Book of Life. And so we thank you. Bless now these musicians. We pray your special blessing in the life of the young violinist, that you continue to take him higher and higher in praise of you. And now dismiss us with your grace, with your mercy, and with your forgiveness, that we may be committed in our song, in our singing, in our praying, and even in our preaching to the true and only God. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. And the people of God who love God said, Amen.
Amen.
And they went their way rejoicing.
Say, don't you worry, no, don't you fret. The Lord has never failed you yet. So hold on, help is on the way. Hold on, help is on the way. God's unchanging hand. Weeping may, yes, endure for just a night, but joy will come in the morning light. So hold on, help is on the way. I try to mend the to you right away.